County cricket, international cricket, test cricket, franchise cricket, red ball, white ball, 100-ball cricket. At The Cricketer, we care about the cricket you love. And that's why we've launched a brand new app built for fans of the English game. Download The Cricketer app and sign up to our Access All Areas Pass to receive agenda-setting journalism and illuminating storytelling straight to your phone. The latest news from the England camps, a dedicated daily service for fans of the 18 first-class counties, and committed coverage of women's cricket. Download the app today and enjoy 1 month for free unlimited access. The Cricketer. We care about the cricket you love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the County Cricket Podcast in association with our friends at Bear Crickets. I'm your host, Aaron, aka the Cricket Connoisseur, and rejoining me on my left for tonight's very special episode of TCCP is none other than Warwickshire County Cricket Club stalwart, Sam Hain. So Sam, first things first, mate, thank you very much for rejoining me here on the podcast today for our part two, the long-awaited sequel to part one, which was a fantastic podcast, by the way, listeners. You can go and find that in the archives on our website. But Sam, I have to ask the exact same question as I did from part one. How's your day been so far, mate?
Oh, Aaron, my day's been really, really good. To be fair, after yesterday's weather, as you're probably aware, it was hosing it down. Today's been lovely. Out in the nets today, bit of Cheltenham on the side, watching on the side, no betting. No, really good day. Happy to be back. Thanks for having me back. As I say, looking forward to listening to little snippets of part one. I don't think I'll listen to the whole thing, but those listening, hope you enjoy it. And here we are, part two. See where it goes. Hopefully there's a few questions. And yeah, can't wait.
Well, that is what we absolutely love to hear, Sam. And of course, you're always welcome back here on the County Cricket Podcast. Oh, you know that. And always will be as well.
Stop it. Stop it. No, as I say, podcasts are not something I usually do. So, as I say, last time, I think, as you say, we had an hour, but it definitely dragged on. It's something I really enjoy talking about, cricket, more importantly, the Bears. So, yeah, more than happy to, anytime you want me on, just let me know. Slide into the DMs and I'll be more than happy to jump on and do one for you.
Brilliant, Sam. Absolutely fantastic. There you go, listeners, then. Maybe a part three in the future alongside Jake Lintott. That's something which could be arranged. We'll have to wait and see. That'd be an interesting combo.
Haney and Agent Lintott.
There you go. Got a nice ring to it, that. That
intro went a lot better, didn't it? You're thinking, as soon as you hit record, how am I going to do this intro? To be fair, gone well. Well done. Happy to be back. As I say, no, I don't even think I answered your question. My day's been really good. But more importantly, how's your day been? What have you been up to?
Honestly, Sam, it's been fantastic. Along with many people, I imagine, on the 17th of March, 2022. Been watching the cricket. We finally got to see Stokes, Folks and Wokes in action for England. Wow. Have you been watching it, Sam?
Well, funny you say that. I was over at a mate's having a little coffee watching Stokes absolutely tee off. I'm not going to be honest, it looks flat, doesn't it? But no, I've watched little bits of it, but I have been watching, I would say I've probably been watching Cheltenham a little bit more at the moment. Waiting for Wokesy to hopefully takes the new Changa, takes a newborn, hopefully gets a few wickets. But as I say, I've been watching little bits today. Been a busy day for me, Aaron. Been a very busy day, but sat down with a cup of tea. As I say, hopefully we can have a good chat for the next hour or so. However long it takes, we can have a good chat.
Be careful what you wish for there, Sam. As you know, with me, with cricket, I can talk about this sport 10, 12 hours straight, honestly. we'll try not to make it that long. But yeah, it's been a fantastic day for England, actually. I mean, we've scored over 450 runs. Joe Root, Ben Stokes in fantastic form, just destroying the West Indies seam attack and the spinners as well. And now we've got the Warwickshire Wizard out there in the middle. Life's good, to be honest. I can't lie. It's been a good day. It's been a busy day for me as well, actually, Sam. Mate,
how good does, it's got to be up there for an English fan, I suppose, like Barbados, being in there for one of the tests. It looks so good. be fair, how good does it look? I am jealous, to be fair. But, good day for England. I don't even know why I'm talking about England, but hopefully we can see Wokesy get a few wickets. But no, it has been good viewing, that's for sure.
It has indeed, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we're keeping them crossed here at TCCP, that England can not only win this test match, but of course, win the series as well. It's been a horrid winter for us as English cricket fans, but hopefully the boys out in the Caribbean can get the job done and bring that Richards Botham trophy home. But Sam, exactly. We aren't just here to talk about England. Yeah. And in fact, in terms of today's content, it is a little bit different to the usual, to be honest, listeners. Today, we're going to be covering the Twitter questions that I promised we'd cover from part one, as well as some other general questions. And if there is time, Sam, you can get your own back with a teammate segment, because we do have some pretty good questions on the podcast today. But without further ado...
From my teammate. Okay. All right, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. Sorry, I'm getting a bit giddy.
Jump the gun a bit there.
Yeah, I am. Sorry. Continue.
No worries at all, Sam. I'm excited for this as well. But without further ado, I think we have got to get into the Twitter questions. And our first one this week, we'll start with a sensible one. This is from YCCC for Life. And his question, talking of the England West Indies series, actually, because this guy is on the media coverage, Mr. Carlos Brathwaite, our T20 captain for the 2022 season. He asks, what was it like to be around the likes of Carlos Brathwaite this season? What was it like to be around the big man in the summer of 2021?
Well, what can you say about Ricky? I think, you know, I've been at the Bears for a while now, and obviously we've had some fantastic overseas players. But I think how you judge an overseas, obviously it's runs and wickets is one thing, but what they bring off the cricket field. And Carlos was, you know, he's been instrumental. He's just a very, very nice, very, very nice guy. And what he brings outside of just runs and wickets, he brings experience, he brings, you know, words of wisdom. You know, if you don't have a great game, he puts everything into perspective. And he's probably been one of the favourite players that I've played alongside in terms of overseas players we've had. Very happy that he's come back. You know, I sense that there are probably a few teams after him, but Warwickshire, I think, showed faith in him, getting him back. So we saw him during the week. He's coming back from a shoulder operation. So he's just getting back into the swing of thing now. So, you know, it's very nice having someone like that around the dressing room. You know, he's very cool, very calm, very collected. You know, what else can you say about a man like that? You know what I mean? So he's one of probably the nicest men I played cricket with. And, there's obviously a lot of games under his belt. So anything that you can get off him in terms of advice, you know, wisdom, anything like that, he's more than happy to share. So, you know, I've really enjoyed my first year last year playing with him, but obviously very excited about playing along with the new T20 skipper this year. So, all good things. I feel like our T20 side this year, obviously adding Alex Davies to the mix as well, to the top of the order. I think we can be very excited about, you know, the sides we can be potentially put out. Because it's all there. It's just, you know, it's just got to come together and, you know, momentum, all those things. So, you know, very excited to be obviously playing alongside Carlos again. But in general, I think our T20 side is looking really good for this year. What do you think? Tell me what you think.
Well, obviously, Sam, I'm going to agree with that. We looked very good last year as well. That's the problem with T20, though. The squad can look absolutely fantastic, but it's a very unpredictable game, isn't it?
Of course. Yeah. And it's one I think it's, you know, we're still waiting. Are we going to get another overseas player? I still don't know. But having someone like Carlos, I think bowling aspects, obviously we've got Linters and Briggsy, so we've got the spin department covered. We obviously got Stoney, Brooksy. We've got a lot of fast bowlers. But then you obviously add Davo at the top, another opening bat. You obviously got myself, Hosey, Yatesy, Benji, another one that's come into the mix. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of, I guess, competition for places. And that makes for a really healthy lineup. But you're right. Like, you can have the best lineup in the world. But as you say, it's such an unpredictable game. But I guess, we got quite a young lineup. So I guess someone having like Carlos at the helm will just breed, I think, you know, calmness more than anything. That's what I got from him playing with him last year. It was just very, just a very calm head. So someone that I probably leaned on a little bit if I was going through a bit of a rough patch. And he's, as I said before, he's someone I've really enjoyed playing with. He's a good man.
Well, that is absolutely fantastic here for us as Warwickshire fans. Obviously, a nice glowing review of the new T20 skipper. He's a fantastic player, is Carlos Brathwaite. We referred to this in part one, actually, that knock between you two, Edgbaston, in the Bears versus Pairs derby. If he can produce some of that this season, of course, alongside his bowling, which is very prolific, very potent, very dangerous for the opposition, it could be a good season. Again, we have to say it could be because T20 cricket, unpredictable, but we've definitely got the foundations in place for a good summer in that format. Absolutely. And hopefully, fingers crossed, that finals day, a home finals day would be absolutely lovely. But
yeah, we say it every year. Obviously, finals day is just something we want to get to because, you know, it's like the champion season last year. It's just it's a shootout. You know what I mean? But getting there, it's, you know, I've played in a few comps and it's just getting momentum at the right time. Like I remember one year, I think we struggled, you know, in the first half of the season, but then obviously you get on a little run and all you have to do is just make it through to the quarters and then it's get through the quarters, win more, and then you're through. So everything's there. It's just bring it all together, obviously, for when the time's come. But I don't think we're looking at that too. I don't think we're looking too far ahead.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've got Surrey first game. You obviously want to get to a good start off in the championship. But in terms of T20, having someone like Carlos back again, fantastic. I know he's eager to, I know he wants to play in a finals day as well. So I know he's eager to try and, you know, put his best foot forward and do well for us, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And hopefully he can do well. He had an excellent season last year. Did Carlos Brathwaite, fingers crossed, as the captain. He can also produce the goods again.
What you see is what you get with Carlos. He's a showman. He makes me laugh. But then again, you know, obviously there are serious times and he speaks really, really well. That's one thing I got in terms of team chats. He speaks very well in front of everyone. He gets his message across, which, you know, I wish I could because I struggle speaking in front of groups. But someone like Kim, he's very calm. I can't say enough good things about him. He's someone I've really enjoyed playing with.
Excellence here. That really is music to my ears, to be honest, as a Bears fan, Sam. And yeah.
What did you want me to say? Nah, he's terrible. I don't like him. Nah, he's a good boy. He's a good man.
He certainly seems like it. He really does. And hopefully, who knows, Agent Lintott maybe one day could sort us out a podcast with Big Carlos. Hopefully that can happen.
Have you asked him?
We've tried. We did try.
Have you at his Twitter handle?
We did, yes. Yep. We've tried it all, but as I said, we're persistent here at the Counter Cricket Podcast. Carlos, if you're listening, The invite is still very much there. But talking of another teammate of yours, actually, that you mentioned there in that passage, Alex Davis, brand new to the team, new addition. Yeah. Obviously, has come from my Lancashire co-host's county of Lancashire. For those who don't
know. He's still not here, by the way.
I know he's still not here. Tell him, Sam.
He's not happy with me, is he? He's not happy with me. Oh, God. I stood him up, didn't he? He's not happy.
Sorry.
But I'm here. I'm here and I'm on time this time.
Yeah, he's still not here, unfortunately. He's busy with his uni work, as Joe. But during the season, I have got a guarantee that he will be back. So, Sam, who knows? For part three, Joe might be here.
Part three, we see the elusive Joe here.
Yeah, exactly. Goodness me. That will be
a legend.
There'll be a sight here on the podcast indeed. Goodness me. But obviously Alex Davis coming in from Lancashire. What's he been like? How's he adapted to life at Edgbaston compared to what he's used to Old Trafford?
Well, someone like Dave, I've had a bit of experience. I think him and I we went on a couple of Lions trips together, so I've got to know Davo quite well. Again, what I see with Davo is he's hungry. Obviously, it's not easy for someone, I guess, like him to leave another big club like Lancashire. So for someone like him, he's fitted in really well. He's working on his game, you know, as hard as anyone. And what you sense that he really wants to do well for the club, a bit like myself, like the club have given you an opportunity, you obviously want to repay that. You know what I mean? But for someone like Davo, as you do, took a couple of weeks just finding his feet, like just laying a little bit low. But he's coming out of his shell now. Like, again, he's someone that I really have high hopes for in all three format. Obviously, he's with 100. In the four-day stuff in T20, I know he really wants to do well. And we're someone like him having another keeper option, for the whole squad in terms of depth, I think he's fantastic. You know, and there's not many gun keeper batters around the circuit. You know what I mean? Like, there's a few, but in terms of having like Davo getting him from lengths to us, we're absolutely blessed because I've played a little bit with him, got to know him quite well. And again, him and I, we actually roomed together 1 year. Well, I think we were in Abu Dhabi or Dubai, one Lions trip. And he was someone that I can, I guess, bounce off as well, because he's a bit like myself. He's a bit of a deep thinker. He thinks about the game a lot. So him and I talk about cricket quite a bit in training day. So, you know, I really hope he does well for us, because I, a bit like yourself, I know how good he is. And I know how well he wants to do for Warwickshire, just from seeing how he is around the boys in the last couple of weeks. So all exciting, all hopefully gearing up for a big season for not only him, but for Warwickshire in general.
Absolutely. And hopefully Alex Davis can score some big runs this summer. That's what we brought him in for. He's an excellent batsman, isn't he? Really, really quality. And it's funny you mentioned about wicketkeepers, Sam, because unbeknownst to you, I've actually organised a bit of a surprise for tonight's podcast. Unfortunately, my Lancashire co-host Joe isn't here. Neither is Lucy. But I've been making a bit of a call today to a certain wicketkeeper batsman from our county of Warwickshire. So without further ado, I'll add him to the recording now. Could we please welcome...
Oh, who are we getting on here?
Mr. Michael.
Who are we getting on here? Get him on here now.
There he is. Birch, how are you doing?
Here I can't see him. I can't see him. Where is he?
At the bottom of your screen, my camera.
I've got Cheddar. I can see Cheddar.
How are you, buddy?
How are you, Ledge? Thought I'd just jump in on your call, because all of mine was about you, so I thought I'd ruin yours.
Is this the new pad? Give us a look.
Huh?
Take a tour. We're detouring the podcast. I want to see the house.
I'm upstairs in the laundry room at the minute. I can't bother to take you downstairs. Have you got a turtleneck on? You look like you're going out.
Turtleneck. Shut up, mate. This is fashion. Fashionista. Oh,
you got the sheep on, man.
Well, should we just like have a little chat here, me and Michael, about life?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because I actually had something planned for this. I had something planned. By the way, Birch, thank you. That went absolutely perfectly. That'll be some great YouTube content for us here at the County Cricket Podcast. And obviously, welcome back for part two of the Michael Burgess / Sam Hain podcast, now here at TCCP. But talking about life. And actually, Michael, I asked this question to Sam the last time out. Do you believe in ghosts? We had a long discussion about this. Do you think they're real?
You've asked Haley that question is such a dangerous question, because he will go into... Haley thinks we're in some VR that someone else is playing and we're just parts of a video game.
Puppets.
Tell you. Do I believe in ghosts? Do you know what? I would love to, but I'd love to believe in them, but I don't.
Do you not? You're skeptical.
I would love to, because I think it'd be really cool, but no, I don't have...
What about aliens? What about extraterrestrial life?
Yeah, big believer in that. Big believer in really? The older... There's got to be something out there, isn't there? Like, as Sam once told me, I think we were standing in the slips, that we're all floating pieces of flesh waiting to dissipate into the universe.
No. Can I elaborate on that? I think we were a few overs in, weren't we? And we were a bit like, didn't look like getting a wicket. And I was like, you know what, lads? It doesn't matter. It's all arbitrary. I think that's the word I use. It's just meaningless. Doesn't matter how we go. One day we're just going to die and everything will be fine. And then I think we got a few wickets and then we're batting in about an hour. See? Just a little word of wisdom to get the lads up. It's all about perspective with me. It's all about perspective. But on the ghost thing, I still believe in them. After the last couple of weeks, I still believe. I haven't seen one yet, but I've watched a lot of YouTube videos. And I tell you, they're on there.
Out there somewhere,
it's
Sam.
Funny. All the YouTube videos I watch, it looks like I've been using an old Nokia phone. You know what I mean? Like, you're trying to make out which pixel it is.
Also, the dodgy anyway, pixel goes.
Yeah, before. They're trying to figure out which pixel it goes. But no, I've got a very creative mind. It probably doesn't help that I love watching horror movies, so I think that has some sort of influence on it.
Well,
anyway.
In that similar vein of questioning, Sam, and Birch, I'll ask this to you as well, as we completely go away from the skeletal main structure of the podcast.
Usually. Birch is going to stick me up there. This is an absolute stick-up. I was hoping for a very serious conversation about batting and Warwickshire, and now you've got Birch in trying to stitch me up.
We can still have that at some point.
You've been chatting to Haney about batting. Are you thinking about, like, where you're going to bat behind yourself and stuff now?
This is just chaos. Goodness me. I'm glad I made this happen, though. But in terms of horror movies, then, I didn't believe I'd be asking this on tonight's podcast. But, Haney, I'll start with you, Birch, and then I want your expert opinion on this. Favourite horror movie ever? What'd you choose?
My favourite horror movie? I've got one that sticks in. I've got two. I've got two that I really, really enjoy. I've got The Conjuring, right? I saw it in the cinema. And there was another one I watched on the plane. Insidious, and it was like about this boy like teleports into another world and he like gets lost. And I can't explain it, but those two, unbelievable for me. So I don't think Michael's a big into scary movies sort of person. I reckon he loves rom coms like Matthew McConaughey and that sort of thing.
You can't be a handler, can you? 51st dates, that's more me.
No.
Do you know what? I actually do like my horror films, and I'm going to go for, and this is a bit niche, just tells you a bit more about the character, that the stage play of this was scarier than the film, and The Woman in Black,
with Daniel Radcliffe.
Well,
if
you ever get the chance to go to the stage play, like in the theatre, brilliant, unbelievable. Like, I left it cacking myself.
The Woman in Black.
Oh, watch
it. What's a synopsis? What's a synopsis? Is it synopsis or synopsis?
Synopsis, yeah.
Synopsis.
I'm going to give Haney a quick rundown. He can tell me in the morning what he thought of it. Right, Cheddar. So you've got setting probably... Aaron, have you seen it? Give me a bit of a history. When's it set? When's
Victorian
you reckon it's set?
Era.
Okay, so Haney, what year is the Victorian era?
That's mean, that.
Great question. I'm going to say the 1830s. Am I wrong?
You're not that far off. That's Victorian era.
I will give him that. Right, Cheddar. So a lawyer goes up to some dark and eerie place in the north of England somewhere, probably. And he has to settle an estate of a deceased person in this big creepy house. And he goes up there and... while he's setting the estate, the deaths of the people that lived there before he settles the estate and does all the legal, and you're not happy
all the remnant. Well, I am. But I'm gonna have to watch the trailer. So basically, he goes up there and the house is haunted.
Yeah,
yeah, but much better than that.
Then how is the stage show better than the actual movie?
It's just scarier.
How?
Yeah, how?
Lads, like, you go on Women in Black, book it, get yourself down to London, nice little night out in Clapham after, go watch the show.
Yeah, but what makes it scary? Do, like, people jump out the seats, or is there something in particular that's terrifying? Like, how's that scarier than the film with the jump scares?
It was, I was jump scared. I remember there being, like, a old woman on a rocking chair, and the rocking chair getting quicker and quicker and quicker, and these noises getting worse and worse. And I reckon, Haney, you at some point will have your you'll be scared if you watch it tonight. Good, like, very good.
But I do set Michael's knowledge of films is very, very good. Very good. I reckon he's seen a lot more. As soon as I like ask him, have you seen this? Like, knowing, like, there's no way he's seen it. He's like, yeah, I've seen it, mate. Next question. To be fair, I might do. I'm going to have to watch the trailer. I've actually never heard of it.
But it's good, Sam.
It'll be weird seeing Daniel Radcliffe not with a wand in his hand. You know what I mean? That sounded terrible. That sounded so bad. But you know what I mean? It'll be weird seeing him not in Harry Potter. Sorry, listeners. That didn't sound great.
Don't apologise, Sam. I'm having the absolute time of my life here. This was a great idea. It really was. And in terms of the Woman in Black, by the way, Birch, that is a fantastic setup. You've set me up beautifully for my next question, which I was influenced by, funnily enough, a Formula One marketing team, actually Red Bull. So they had the two drivers and they asked them this question on Halloween week, and it has to do with ghosts. It's a really, really niche one, really rogue. But if you could haunt any of your teammates for like 1 or 2 weeks straight, who would you haunt and why?
Who would I haunt and why?
Surely, the man's on the screen, Burge.
I couldn't
Sam, haunt Haney. You'd be able to prove it.
Not me.
I couldn't haunt Haney because I wouldn't want to see what he gets up to. I'd be the one being haunted if I had to go and watch him all night. Who would I haunt? I'd love, do you know what?
I know.
Love to, you know. Who do you reckon?
Who? I was going to say Lammy.
Yeah, Lammy's not a bad shout because he'd be terrified, I reckon. But I'd like to haunt someone like Liam Norwell and just see what he gets up to behind the scenes.
Interesting choice. Do you reckon Liam would believe it, though?
Liam Norwell? Interesting.
I reckon Pasty would be an interesting one to haunt. I just want to see what's going on in his head.
Brilliant when you put it like that.
Do you mean haunt or like just spy on? Haunt.
Like, so I'm going to scare.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Yeah, not like going around like some invisible person. I'm talking about give them a jump scare or two, maybe knock a few things off shelves and
rattle some
doorknobs. All that classic haunting stuff.
Oh, right. I love it. You don't need to pretend, mate. I'm telling you, they're out there and they're watching somewhere. To be fair, they're watching. Mate, I'm telling you, there's just no way. There's just no way. Anyway, I said Lammy. Norwell. Interesting. I would not go Norwell. I feel like Norwell would shouldn't care. He'd just shrug it off.
Yeah, he probably
America would really, really like. Could you imagine Dan Mousey? Dan Mousey, right, he's, what is he, 19, 20? He's bought a barn conversion. The oldest 20-year-old I've ever known, right? He's bought a barn conversion in the middle of nowhere. That would be real interesting. Oh, God. Who's 20 and buys a barn conversion?
That's an excellent question.
You know what I mean? In the middle of nowhere. Anyway, he's a good guy. I like Dan.
He's
right,
indeed.
How did we get onto that, by the way? We just had a 15-minute conversation about ghosts and scary movies. And you know what? I love it.
You enjoyed it, didn't you? I mean, I'm loving this, to be honest. This is completely detouring from my normal stuff, but I'm all here for it, to be honest. This is why I wanted this. It's a different dynamic. We don't usually have two guests on. And we mentioned ghosts. We have to talk about the other elephant in the room, or maybe the extraterrestrial elephant in the room, aliens. Samuel Hain, aliens. You said you believed in them. What kind of aliens are we talking, though, in terms of, like, you know, your TV ones, your grey ET lookalike ones, or do you think just, you know, microscopic alien life? What's your philosophy on that?
So you're telling me, right, we are microscopic in terms of what's out there, right?
Yeah.
And you're telling me there's no life beyond the galaxy or the galaxy beyond the galaxy. You're telling me there's not. There's got to be. If there's not, it's just as scary. You know what I mean? Either one is scary. That's the way I see it. But no, I don't. I can't tell you what sort of aliens I believe in, you know? But to say that there's no other life out there, hang on a minute. Surely there's another Haney and Michael Burgess beyond this one playing cover drives and nicking off in April. You know what I mean?
Second thing's more appropriate, isn't it?
Oh, God.
It's interesting to think about, though, isn't it? In fact, that's a bit different, though. That's not aliens. That's like alternative timelines and that. Do you believe in them?
Oh, no. Yeah, it's really mind-bending stuff. I guess you get insight. You're getting an insight to what I listen to on those days where I'm driving into work or to away games. It's
oh my goodness, I'm loving this. To be honest, call me McDonald's. But Burgess, in terms of that was a terrible pun, by the way. You can tell I'm not a comedian. But Burge, what about yourself? Aliens, parallel universes. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes.
Good time to ask me this question, because when I got back from training earlier, I had a choice between watching the test match and watching one of my favourite films, Interstellar, which was on the box. And I obviously went for Interstellar. And that's parallel universe and all that stuff. And I reckon there is, yeah. And Matthew McConaughey sold it to me, like, as Haley said, love a rom an actor. Always happy to watch Matthew McConaughey. And yeah, there is. There's got to be something else going on. There's got to be a different planet with humans on it, just in a different place.
Interesting about that, Interstellar, right? I don't know how, but you know that there's that scene with the black hole?
Mm.
Apparently that was so well depicted that there were actual studies based on that scene or something. Like, apparently that scene was like, because no one knew like what a black hole looks like or how it was or this and that. There was an actual study done on that scene. There you go. There's a little bit inside Interstellar knowledge. I'm not sure if I've summed that up well, but all it takes is one little type into Google and you'll be able to read about it. But I've never seen Interstellar, but I just saw a post on it on my daily Twitter feed. Like that. Well, that's interesting. I should probably watch that. And then I saw the runtime and I was like, no,
maybe not.
Maybe not. To be fair, it seemed a little bit too complex for me.
That's coming from someone who plays a game which is 8 hours long for 4 days. So can you really complain about runtime?
Great point. Well, yeah. Well, mate, got no answer to that. No exactly. Answer.
It's like watching. How long is it, Bird? You'll know this. It's over 3 hours, isn't it?
Interstellar, yeah. It's like just over 3 hours. I didn't watch all of it. I had it on for about an hour.
And of course, it's very, Bird, you'll be able to consider it. Like, it's very tough finding, like, my missus and I have to agree on something if we're going to sit down and watch something. So usually it's she wants to watch a rom-com and I want to watch a horror movie. So it's like, well, we can never agree. So I don't think we could agree on Interstellar because it'll be her trying to explain what's going on half the time. Very confusing movie, I'm assuming.
It is. Give it a go. Watch Woman in Black tonight, Interstellar tomorrow, you'll be sold.
It's a good array. It's a very contrasting set of movies, isn't it? That's what I'm about. Ghosts and aliens.
You see.
And cricket.
Exactly. And that's the important thing on the Counter Cricket podcast. You don't get this content anywhere else.
The people listening are probably thinking, oh my God, these two are absolute weirdos here.
You say people listening.
Well, maybe just one, and it's me.
Me and you listen to it back.
Yeah.
Right then, chaps. Moving on to our next question. Unfortunately, this isn't to the same level of intricacy or complexity. Again, we could maybe pick that up in a part three, Sam, but the next one's an interesting one.
Yep.
Because one of the questions that we had from Oliver Hannah-Dalby is about your MCing career, Sam. So in terms of any updates, that's first and foremost. But then I've got a question for the both of you. If you were to go into the world of music, what would your artist name be?
I think I'd just have to be like Mickey B or something like that. Like
Mickey B?
Sam would be...
Mickey B? All right, mate. I don't actually know what mine would be. Let me have a little think. What would mine be? That's a great question. Who asked that, Aaron? Props to whoever asked that. Really thrown me and Michael there.
That was me. I've just used Oliver Hannah-Dalby's "How's your MC career going?" I've just transformed that a little bit, but I thought I'd put you both on the spot there.
Michael was there for my MCing. I nailed it.
Never seen a man,
as I've said before,
want the phone more when people are trying to eat.
Well, yeah, because again, I said before, I hate speaking in front of people. All eyes on me. I just don't like it. I'd rather be in the crowd. So the best thing Ollie did was tell me like 5 minutes before. I said, "Haney, can you just you know, say something to, so we can walk into. And I was like, yeah, of course, mate. Had no time to think about it. And to be fair, Michael, the tears were flowing, weren't they? I nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. Sorry. In terms of my musical name, I quite like my acoustic.
Go on.
I would just go my name. But then again, no, because I'm not like that. Can we come back to it? I need to have a little think.
Huh? We can, Sam. We can. We can come back to it.
5 minutes of thinking to come up with his own name.
No. Right. Wait, shush. And then I was like, no, I'm not happy with that. Like, I love John Mayer at the minute. But then again, if you ask John Mayer, like, what's your musical name? He'd be like, John Mayer. Like, fair enough. Whereas me, if I say Sam Hain, it doesn't really have a good ring to it, does it? Like, I'm not listening to that. So it needs to sound a little bit out there. Let's come back to it. Ask us at the end.
We can come back to it. I'm going to be honest. In retrospect, I've just completely misconstrued what Ollie meant. When he said emceeing, he meant public speaking.
Oh,
I thought he meant as a rapper.
That's your fault there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I've only just realised that. I've only just clocked it.
I'm more than happy to give you a name of what I'd say to call myself. And welcome to the stage, Mickey B. Yeah, it doesn't really sound good, does it?
At least it took me less than 5 minutes to book.
But that's so rare, because like, we call you Mickey B. Like,
well, that's what I want people to call you. What you get called, no one's going to go, welcome to the stage, hang on, what's my name? Oh, Sam Hain. It's not exciting.
Welcome to the stage. I'm trying to think. Anyway, we'll come back. Aaron, yeah, you misconstrued that question, but I like where it's gone.
Yeah, so do I. Again, it's a bit like this podcast. It's got a nice chaotic energy, but it's providing some outstanding content. I'm loving every single minute of this, to be honest. It's absolutely fantastic. In terms of our next one, we'll go on to a more serious one. This was from Matt Lloyd, actually, Twitter question. This is about cricket. You wouldn't believe it's a cricket podcast when we've been talking about extraterrestrials and rapping and MC names, but again, I'll ask this question to the both of you. Who would be your favourite player to bat with across all three formats in terms of former teammates, current teammates? Who'd you choose and why if you could bat with anybody in the middle?
Wowza, how do you narrow it down? How do you literally narrow it down to one person? Oh.
That's a good question. That's a really
quiet
good...
on the pod. It's gone quiet.
Wow.
Who do I really love batting with? Burgie? Mickey B? Mickey B? Go on, say me. Say me.
I'm not going to say you, but I have got a question for Haney after this, but I'm not going to say you. I'm going to go for...
It's hard to choose, isn't it, really? Like, it's generally hard to choose. And then, like, well, I don't like not batting with anyone.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not about, like, batting with someone that's a gun. It's just if you enjoy batting with them.
Yeah.
Like, it's sometimes, like, you'll have as much... You will enjoy batting as much with the last two or three lads in the order as you will batting with the opener. Like,
Everyone's different.
I haven't got an answer for all three, but I reckon one of my favourite ever innings was back with Ishant Sharma. Brilliant.
Really?
Loved it. Yeah, brilliant. Just like, just fun. Enjoyed it. Like, I batted with him for about 2 hours and it was brilliant. We just giggled in between overs and like, it was brilliant. So I haven't got an answer, but I'm going to give you Ishant Sharma as one of my favourite batting partners.
I like that answer, to be honest, Birch. That's outside of the box, but he's an entertaining lad, isn't he, Ishant Sharma? And a great bowler. Cracking bowler.
Brilliant fella. Very funny guy. Yeah. Very good man.
I don't usually sit on the fence, but it's tough to choose, isn't it? You know what I mean? I guess Mickey and I have been lucky to bat with some, you know, legends over the years. But, you know, if you say one person, I enjoy batting with the lads we have now. You know what I mean? Like, there are people that are different. Like, Mickey's quite chill, but then, you know, I remember batting with when I first time batting with Trotty and Belly, and it was like wowzers, like Very, very. So, like, it's just so many different characters and how they go about it. So I've got, Christ, man, I can't tell. I honestly can't narrow it down. It is so tough. It is so tough.
Here's my question for you now.
I'm so in my world anyway. I wouldn't even know who's down the other end. I'm so in my own little world when I'm back.
I've got a quick question for Cheddar, Aaron, if that's all right.
Absolutely fine, Bird. Take it away.
I'm scared.
No. It's a good question. But you said, like, you like batting with the lads in the changing room now. When you're batting, when you walk out to bat or they walk out to bat and you're batting with them, who walks out to bat and you're like, yeah, this will be fun. Like, I like batting with this bloke. And is there anyone who walks out and you go, this is hard work?
Well, you want to get a bit back from the other lad at the other end. Do you know what I mean?
You want it to be back.
Like, I remember there's times when Sibbo's giving me absolutely nothing out the middle. And I'm like, Sibbo, you're going to give me a bit. Yeah. And then there's other times when obviously, like, yourself, Lammy, Rhodesy, like, you can actually have a little bit of bat. Again, I think Sibbo gives me nothing. He's one of them. He's very serious when he bats. And to be fair, he's a good player. But in terms of who I enjoy batting with the most, to be fair, this is going to be rogue, but I don't know why it sprung to mind. A bit like Burj and Ishan. Briggsy and I at Trent Bridge, he was night watchman. He was night watchman. I came in the morning. Him and I batted for, I would say, a session a bit. And that was a lot of fun. He was a good mix between serious, but, like, we were chatting about all sorts, you know, aliens, are they ghosts?
No, you weren't.
A little bit of this,
no,
a little bit of that. No, we weren't. I'm just joking. But again, in all seriousness, like, everyone's out in the middle. Everyone's, you know, got their little niches, what makes them tick. Some people love going up in five. Some people like talking about everything other than cricket. So I guess it's just knowing who you have at the other end. And half the time, as I said before, I'm in my own little world anyway. Like, it doesn't matter who it is. You know what I mean? I'm thinking about other things. So, good question, that, Burgie. Good question. You wanted me to say you, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I actually
love batting with you.
I thought you were going to say OHD, actually, when I said the question, just for enjoyment and entertainment. Briggsy's a great one.
I don't think I've battled with Ollie too many times, actually.
But do you know what? Briggsy's actually the answer, because he's like the perfect mix, and he's chilled, but actually when he needs to be, he'll be...
Very calm, collected individual. What did you say, Aaron, at the start? How do you say it? Stalwart.
Yeah.
Stalwart, I can't even say it. But whatever you said, that is Briggsy to a T. Right. Solid. And that knock, what was that knock where he got 50 off 30 or something? Was it 50 off 30 against... last year. We're like, oh my God. To be fair, you could feel, I remember Burge and I were sitting watching that. And I think we needed the bonus point, didn't we?
Yes.
And then he came in and did that. And I was like, oh my God. It was written in the stars, wasn't it? Looking back on it, it was meant to be. But I would say I really enjoy it. I don't know why I said Briggsy, but he's someone that springs to mind, definitely. And as I say that, my dog has just seen someone walk past the house and barking mental downstairs.
Great. Sam, it is the right dog this time, yeah.
Yeah, it is the right dog. It is the right dog. For those listening or just tuning in, I picked up the wrong dog at daycare a few months back, and it's a funny story now, but I tell you now, when the woman called me on the phone, I could sense a bit of panic in her voice. Whereas me, I was like, hang on a minute, I could have driven home and let this dog in and not even realized, until obviously I know it was he now. He went to the toilet and cocked up his leg, and I was like, oh, hang on a minute, I've got a girl and this is a boy. I think I've got the wrong dog. Oh, God.
That still makes me laugh so much. Like, when did we record that first episode? Genuinely, I've rewatched that back about 5-6 times. It's going to be up on our YouTube channel as well.
Oh, God.
Just makes me cry with laughter. It's absolutely hilarious. Again, for the new listeners out there, go and check that out on the YouTube channel. It's definitely worth it. And going on to our next question.
It's not. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
It's endearing, Sam, though. Story, though it does make for a good story. Endearing. It does indeed. But in terms of our next one, this is an interesting one because I've asked this to a number of people actually on the county circuit. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to be Tesco, which is a popular supermarket chain here in the UK. But let's say you're going in to get some lunch, right? What is your go-to meal deal? What's your go-to in terms of sandwich, snack, drink?
What are
Sam Hain and Michael Burgess getting from that shop?
Grenade bar for you, isn't it, Burgie? Is it the grenade? The protein bar. And you're getting one of the grenade bar and one of them iced coffee numbers. See?
Yes, mate.
Do I know him or do I know him?
Knows me real well. Do you know what? I would get drink, iced coffee. If it had to be a sandwich, I'd be getting chicken and stuffing.
Nice.
And if it had to be a bag of crisps, it would be Monster Munch pickled onion. Done.
Ooh, okay.
Monster Munch pickled onion. I don't think I've ever had that.
You're kidding.
You're learning a few new things tonight, Sam. Yeah. There's a couple of those.
There's two people on my screen. Look at me like I've got two heads because I've not had pickled munch.
I'll bring some to Edgbaston for you. Feed you on the boundary. Toss them over.
Yeah, drinks break. Can I just get some monster munch instead of a drink? For me. I'm not much of a crisp man, to be honest with you, Aaron. My body's my temple. I usually go chicken salad sandwich, some cashew nuts, and a water.
Kidding?
Send this to Jack, yes, and see. No, it's not me, that is it. It's tough on them road trips, really, because you're like, oh, do I go the healthy option? Oh, Burger King's looking at me. No.
You always
go on then. Some chicken tenders, is it?
Yeah, you walk into MS on the petrol station, like the coach stops off and, right, I'm going to make a couple of good decisions here. And you walk in and you get your cold chicken and your grenade bar and like a cold coffee. And then you walk past Macca's and get 20 chicken nuggets on the way out and the way through to the coach.
Yeah, exactly. So I've just nicked off for a dark car. I do not want a chicken sandwich here. I want a Big Mac meal. You know what I mean? What's that? $4.50 for a sandwich? No, thank you. I can get a meal for that. You know what I mean?
Not wrong. Goodness me.
Yeah, not wrong, am I? No, to be fair, I've answered the question there, haven't I? I wouldn't tell you what I'd really get. Not like Burgie. I've never tried Monster Munch. I don't know what my crisper choice is, to be fair. Oh, sweet chili sensations. Wowzers.
That's a great shout.
Wowzers. Thank you. Thank you.
Funny
and
you mentioned
some Haribos as well. Oh, stop it.
Which ones, though? That's the key.
I'm hungry.
Tangfastics or Golden Bears as a Warwickshire player?
Is it Starmix? Is it Starmix where you get?
Yeah, the blue packet.
The blue packet. I'd say them. Tangfastic get a little bit, after a while, like, nah. But the problem is, the real issue is you can't have two or three. You know what I mean? It's like ice cream. You can't have a scoop. You're gonna have the whole tub. You know what I mean? With Haribo, you can't have four or five. You've got to have the whole packet. And it's a real issue in the Hain household when we get sweets in. The missus goes, are there any left? No, you're too late. They were gone within 3.5 minutes while watching the Women in Black.
That'll be interesting tonight for you, Sam. We'll have to get you on for a view of that. Bird, you can take him through it with a synopsis as well. We'll compare notes on the Women in Black. What has this podcast turned into? You know, we usually so serious.
Straight on to IMBD, and if it's anything less than a 7.5, I'm not watching it.
Oh,
Burgie, you know what I mean. IMBD is a goat.
I can check that now.
I'm just saying, give it a chance. Just give us a chance, Sam. I think you'll enjoy it. Just give it a chance.
All right. I'd love to know what the IMBD is, though.
Are we ready? Listeners at home, drum roll, please.
Can I guess?
Go on, both of you guess.
Can I guess?
Have a guess, out of 10.
6.9.
I'm going to guess 7.4.
What is it?
Sam, you are closer.
Was it 6.6?
6.4.
Hey! Burgie, what are you watching here? Sarah?
Hang on, earlier Aaron said how much he enjoyed It's a good film.
No, it is a good film. I agree.
I say, no wonder the screenplay is better. No, not better. Sorry, the what's it called? The play is better. It's 6.4 on IMDb, the movie. Now it all makes sense.
Let's compare that to your shout of Insidious, Sam. What do you reckon that was?
Oh, please.
It's 3.0. Well,
We're going the original Insidious. To be fair, again, I don't know if it's... I'm going to say it's still in the sixes. No, I'm going to go 7. 7 out of 10. 7 flat.
Birch?
3.1.
No.
I think
no, well, you haven't watched it, have you? You haven't watched it. It's scary.
I have seen it, and I'll be honest, I reckon it's 6.5. That's an honest shout.
Just what is it?
Just had to do some maths then. Sam, you're closer again, ever so slightly. It's a 6.8 out of 10.
So hang on, Haley, right? Let me just jump in here, please. I don't watch anything if it's under a 7.5 on this.
Well, IMDb, can I just say, right?
Ray, I love it. And it's not even at 7.
Mickey B, right. I watched it on a plane, right? So I didn't have any internet and I was very limited to my internet access. So I took a chance on it and I really enjoyed it. Whereas I'm at home now and I've got internet access and I see... What was it? 6.4. I'm like, nah, not worth my time.
You wouldn't have watched one of your favorite films that you said you really like it because of the rating. So you would have missed out on watching it, wouldn't you?
You make a good point. Maybe I'll change it. Maybe I will watch it.
Men in Black might be maybe. Just as good.
Oh, that's maybe a tough one between the two.
Tonight. To be fair, they're different types of horror, to be fair. Different types. Maybe I will. What's it on? Do I have to pay for it?
That's a good question. I hadn't even thought of that.
I'll find it's a on legal download.
Be on Netflix.
Watch some bloke filming it in the back row of the cinema on his on the phone.
Right then, chaps. Right. I mean, we are approaching the end of what has been a very, very different episode of the Counter Cricket Podcast, as we said, but it's been absolutely hilarious. It really has. Sam, there was one pressing question. Actually, Birch, I want to know your opinion on this as well. Your haircuts for this season, people want to know. We got some messages about this on Twitter and Instagram. Is the mullet here to stay? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes, it is. It is. And to be fair, it's something that it was from lockdown. Down, wasn't it? I went into the change room obviously when all the barbers were closed. I was like, oh, my hair is shocking here. I might get a mullet. And then I was like, yeah, go on then. You know, you're all chat. And I was like, hang on a minute. I will. And to be fair, it took me like 2 or 3 times to going to different barbers to actually get it the way I wanted. And then I was like, right, this is when I was looking for a new car. And I was like, right, I've got a mullet here. I need a ute. I was like, I really want to get a ute. And then I realized I've got no parking. It's all on street parking outside my house. I was like, hang on a minute. I'm not sure it'll be the smartest option having a massive ute trying to park that up and down a tiny little English road. So, no, the ute's not happening, but the mullet is staying. And you know what? I'm very happy with it. My missus hates it, but I love it. That's all that matters. And I know Mickey likes it as well. He likes running his hair through it, to be fair. We'll just sit there waiting to bat and I'll just feel this hand. What's that?
You know what? It pains me to credit Haney, but I do enjoy how he stuck with it because he got a lot of stick at the start.
I got a lot of stick.
Yeah, people don't see the tough times, do they? They don't see what they went through. Right. They just see the got a lot of stick. I like it. I think it looks good. Like he set a trend and actually. We have had a copycat, haven't we, in the changing rooms?
Ethan Brooks has now got one. And he won't admit it, but I'm telling you, it's catching on. I don't think we'll see it on many of the other lads. Maybe someone like Oliver Hannon-Dolby might struggle. But you never know, there might be a few rocking it somewhere. That I'd love to see one on Briggsy. You know, some of the other lads I'd love to see. Yeah, could you see him with a big mullet with his shades on, bowling left arm tadges? Like, how sick would that look? Flowing in the wind when he pivots over his eye. Like, it just looks so cool. But no, answer to your question, Aaron, it's staying for the foreseeable future. Or, you know, there is one technique. If you get no runs, you're like, right, let's start fresh here. Haircut, boom, and it's just like a little reset. But no, for the time being, I'm looking at it now. I'm keeping it. Good I even man. Got a little rat cell happening. It's not the best, but
Aaron, I've got a proposition for Cheddar here, and I want a little bit of help from the County Cricket Podcast listeners with this one.
Go on.
No,
I would like to proposition Haney that if he gets 100 in one of the first three games of the season,
oh, don't put pressure.
I wanted to dye the back of the mullet bright blonde.
Yes, but we are all for that.
Bright blonde. If there's 100 in the first three games, I want a bright blonde aggressive mullet. If there's 100 in the first one of the first three games,
how about we just get off the mark? You know what I mean? I'm just going not. To be fair, even if I do bright blonde, let's go even rarer.
I want a vote from the listeners, seeing if we can get Cheddar's mullet bright blonde. And if they vote yes, I want him to agree that he'll do it.
But do you know our listeners? That'll be like 99% yes.
Well, like one streak or like the whole back blonde?
I'd like the rat's tail.
So I've got my natural hair colour and then just blonde, yeah. Hey?
I want it, yeah, the back real aggressively blonde.
What, you want an answer now?
No, I'm just saying, if someone said to me, if you were going to get 100 in the first three games, I'd be like, yeah, damn, yeah, blonde. Like, I'll take that.
I'll tell you 100. Well, yeah, why not?
Why here not? We go.
If I ever do, I'll flick it.
Good on it. There we go.
One little bit.
That's going to be such a rogue Twitter poll as well. Like, that's just going to come out of nowhere. I'll have to time that with the release of this episode. Shall we die? Sam Haynes, rat tail blonde? That's the question again I never thought I'd be asking on the podcast. However, though, Sam, Burge has made a proposition to you. With regards to a century in the first three games, what about returning the favour? What do you want Burge to do?
I would love to see Burge pierce his ears. Could you imagine you keeping like two diamond studs in each ear?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wasn't it? Or just one.
Deal.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. Hopefully it's sunny. Oh, glistening in the light, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Right. There's my rebuttal. Percy pissed it. To be fair, I'm not sure which one I'd rather. Which one is worse
there? I'll take it on. Fine. I can't offer it out and not take it back. That's fine. I'll take that on. If I get 100 in the first three games, I'll take you with me to get it pierced, Sam, if I get 100.
I should have said, get the County Cricket Podcast tattooed on your chest.
You've already said it now. You've already said ear piercing.
Well, no regrets. Oh, so good. So good. I'm sure this has probably been a first for you on the podcast. Haney potentially dyeing his somewhat mullet. Burge could be getting his ears pierced, or at least one. Would you say this podcast was meant to go true north and it's now going complete opposite and true south?
It's zigzagging all over the shop. Compasses are spinning all over the place at the moment, but goodness me. I'll tell you what would be funny if we could get more podcasts like these over the summer. Just to see what the squad would end up looking like by the end of the season. You'd have people dyeing their hair, getting their ears pierced. Goodness me, if someone got a tattoo of the County Cricket Podcast, that'd be class advertising for us. Be a very very nice piece of marketing. I'm not going to do it myself, by the way, listeners. Goodness me. What has happened to this podcast tonight? It's been an absolute chaos, hasn't it?
Would you say Michael's added a different dynamic?
Different flavour, yeah.
pickled onion monster munch sort of flavour.
Right then, lads. Before we get into a two-hour-long episode here, just, well, I'll say one final question, but again, it's a little bit light-hearted because, Sam, you mentioned the Ute. For those who don't know what that is outside of Australia, Sam.
Sorry. Pickup truck.
Yeah, a utility vehicle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So for you two, if you could have a dream car, we're talking supercar, we're talking 4x4, Tesla, whatever, right? What would your dream car be and why?
Oh, I would love one of the old school Aston Martins that James Bond drove in like the 1960s, 70s. Hands down, easy.
I love that.
Vintage, like 1960s, 70s, old school Aston Martin flair. I'd turn up to work in a tux if I drove one of those.
Such a regular answer. Aston Martin.
Ain't you try and be cool and be like, right. I want to drive a lorry.
No. We're driving 4x4. What would my dream car be? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It can't be anything quick. So it'd have to be something. I'll tell you what I was close to getting, but it was a bit out my range, was a Jeep Wrangler. I would say a nice gunmetal grey Jeep Wrangler that I could take off-roading and let this mullet really, really flare up in the wind. You know what I mean? Not too big. I could still park it on my driveway. I'm not going to get done for speeding, but I could really, really enjoy it. I can see Burgie looking at me, but he thinks he's James Bond and he's driving his old school Aston Martin. You know what I mean? Could you imagine, right? We play cricket. You know, we stand in the field. He wants to turn up in a tuxedo to training. Like, what is he giving it here?
If you could have one car in the world and you said a car that you nearly bought, you muppet.
Yeah, because I'm not fussed on cars, mate. Cars don't make me happy, Virgie. You know what I mean? Cars don't make me feel content. You know, they get me from A to B. And you want to drive an old school Aston Martin, which might break down because it's done 200 miles on the clock. Sorry, 200,000 miles on the clock. Then what are you going to do? Then what?
I'll walk home.
Walk home in his tux.
In your tuxedo. Nah, Aaron, I'm not fussed on cars, to be fair. Really, really not fussed. Yeah, I don't enjoy Teslas or anything like that. Yeah, Jeep Wrangler. Something sick, something old school. Or one of them. What was that? The Discovery?
What's
that new one they brought out? The Land Rover. I saw one on the highway. I was like, oh my God, that looks unbelievable. What was it called? It was there it is. The Defender. Wowzers. It's not an old school Aston Martin like Burgio over there in his tuxedo thinking he's James Bond. But anyway, Aaron, what would yours be?
Oh, that's a great question. Oh, I didn't even think of this, to be honest.
Lamborghini, Ferrari.
No, but that's a bit too cliche. Boy. I'm not going to lie. Right, for those who don't know, Aston Martin are actually based in Warwickshire. They're based in a place called Gaydon. Right, so I wouldn't mind one of them. DB9, that'd be pretty cool. Talking to James Bond, that was one of his old Bond cars.
Do you reckon Aston Martin are going to listen to this and gift us a couple of old school classic Astons? And then Jeep Wrangler, don't listen to this. Hayden's got to go buy it himself.
Should we have a 0-60 test? Me and the Wrangler, you and the Aston Martin, see who wins. To be fair, I don't even know manual, so I'd have to find an automatic one.
I reckon you could find one. I'm pretty sure they're doing automatic. There we
go. Never learned manual, did I? A DB9, I have to see what that looks like. I haven't even got a clue what that looks like, Aaron. Oh,
glorious. I'll probably show you after the recording, to be honest, but we are almost
Would you say it's something you drive up and down Broad Street on a Saturday night? Get looked at.
That's a great way of describing it. Yeah, I'd say that fits the bill quite perfectly. Oxford Circus in London. Beautiful.
Yeah, wowzers. Great question. Yeah, sorry it's not the answer you thought I'd give, but yeah, a little Wrangler for me. Virgie, crap answer. Aston Martin, so regs. So regs.
Burge, I'm with you on that one.
So cliche.
I'm with Burge on that one. Yeah. Proper Warwickshire company. Support your local business. Goodness me. By the way, Chris Woke's just hit a lovely four. That's just popped up on my phone. But in terms of the final question, again, it's already been carnage. We might as well have added a little bit of live commentary as well. But one final question then to wrap up today's episode of the County Cricket Podcast revolves around animals. And this might be a nice question, Sam, because you might say your dog, but what would you say is your favourite animal in the entire world? Or just your spirit animal? Actually, we'll change it. What's your spirit animal? I think that's a better question.
First one was I would love a massive black panther on a lead around my house. That would be class.
Are you trying to be a Bond villain?
Who are you?
Tuxedo, Aston Martin and a panther.
Imagine going to bed, right, and this massive cat just like sitting there, and you just go to bed and there's this huge panther and it's just tamed and it just follows you around and sits on the sofa with you.
Watching horror movies.
Aaron, sorry about him. I don't know who he thinks he is right now. Whereas me, I've got two, right? Koala bear, they just sleep and eat eucalyptus all day. Or a polar bear, a big polar bear wandering the Antarctic looking for food, being happy as Larry. On its own, just don't have to worry about anything. They're my two. Not a black panther thinking he's James Bond over there. You know what I mean? Again, this isn't Michael I know. I'm telling you now. Koala bears look like great bear. They just sit there eating eucalyptus, sleeping, 18, 19 hours a day? Like, inviting. Bit of me. Bit of me, that.
The life, that. Flipping out.
Purgy. What are you giving it there? Black panther.
Haley, when you...
To be fair, Burgie has just got... How many cats you got? Two. You got two cats now?
Two cats, yeah.
Kittens?
Two kittens, yeah.
At what point do they stop becoming kittens and then are called cats? There you go. That's a question for you.
I think it's about... And I'm going off what the marketing on the cat food packages say. It's a year. Because it says kitten food, 2 to 12 months. And it says cat food, a year to however many years. So right. Going to the shop and buy my whiskers, I'm going to say a year they become cats.
So yeah, I had to rephrase that. I had to find out. Burgess got two kittens. So I'm wondering if there's a little bit of a link there. He sees a black panther type cat number in his two kittens. Whereas I look at cats. My mum and dad back home in Oz, they've just got a new cat. And I don't, they don't offer me. Like, what do they offer? You know what I mean? Like, no affection, no nothing. Maybe I'm just getting the... Because I had cats when I was younger. Maybe they just didn't like me, to be fair. But like, Burgie, so your kittens, I don't know the names. You've probably told me. Do they, like, when you come home, are they, like, happy to see you? Or are they just like, hi, human, let me out. I need a wee, or feed me, it's dinner time. Like, are they happy?
Some days, yeah, some days not. But I've got a rebuttal to you, Sam.
There you go, then. There you go. No, then. My dog. No, Burgie. No, Burgie. My dog is always happy to see me. Always.
2 seconds,
nothing
right?
Against cat owners.
That's, you just said, right, what animal would you be? And one of your answers was a polar bear because it does what it wants. It answers to no one. It chills. That's what a cat.
Great rebuttal.
That's what it wants. When it wants affection, it comes up to it, chills. You don't have to babysit them. They do what they want to do. They come and sit with you in the evening on the sofa. But if you just want something that needs your attention all the time, you can't have a cat. Cats do what they want to do. And that's why I love them, because they just do what they want to do. Like, they're their own person.
Yeah. But Burgie, I'm not a polar bear. I'm a human. You know what I mean? And if I have a pet, I want to come home. and my dog be excited, not my cat look at me going, you haven't let me out. Let me out. You know what I mean? So it's a little bit different. Great rebuttal, though. I like what you did there. I really like what you did. He's a quick thinker, is Michael.
Mm. I'll pick
That's why
up
we
on
have
that
a
tonight.
Lot of fun in the corner. I tell you what, I love a little fly on the wall and like some of the chats we get up to in the cordon. That would be part three. What does Haney and Michael talk about in the cordon?
Put a mic on Haney for the next County Cricket podcast. They
oh no. To be fair, we are missing some Tim Brezen. It was a great little trio.
Oh,
great little trio. Tim used to come out with some. I don't know how we talking about Tim here, but Tim was a real highlight, nestled in between me and Burgie. Some of the stuff he would come out with, the tax man, the real, real tax man of county cricket is Tim Brezen.
Next week, get me, Haney, and Tim on, and then we'll just let Tim tell some stories for an hour.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I'm telling you now, that would be great, great content. Just me and Michael listening to Tim. Say, hang on, Tim. That didn't happen, mate. You didn't get all 10 wickets in the innings. Oh, God, that'd be funny. Anyway, to be fair, I don't know what we were chatting about. Oh, yeah, Michael wants to be a Black Panther. Anyway.
Out of context, anyway. That sounds absolutely hilarious. I think that sums up the podcast quite nicely, to be honest, lads. And one overarching question, actually, because it is Thursday. I thought, you know what, we might as well end the podcast with a nice bit of a topical note, really, because for those outside of the UK, you may or may not know this, but on a Thursday at 9 o'clock, we have a show called The Apprentice. And I want to know, actually, in that Warwickshire dressing room, who do you think could go on The Apprentice and actually win the whole thing? Does anyone have that business mentality in that dressing room? And who do you think would do absolutely dreadfully and get kicked out in round one?
He's on your screen, not round one loser.
Hi, I'm here for an interview. Where do I sign up?
I'm here for the job.
Oh, I would not back myself, to be fair. Wowzers.
I'm going to go, I think, a little businessman in the making, Adam Hose, I reckon would be not bad. That's my shout.
Yeah, great shout. Great shout.
Hose is always, he's always doing some sort of business. Like he switched on Hosey. Like, I reckon I'd back Adam in.
Who am I thinking? I would probably go Rob Yates as my pick for someone who will do really well. Plus, like, it just adds a different dimension when he puts his glasses on. It's like, mate, you look smart. And to be fair, you know what I mean? That's half the battle. Not much phases does Rob, does it? It just looks cool, calm, like just really, really good under pressure. So I don't think I've ever seen The Apprentice. I'm more like Dragon's Den. I love Dragon's Den. I think
who's
so
your favourite
cool.
dragon?
I've never actually. Who's my favourite dragon? Probably Peter. Peter, he's probably got the most money as well, doesn't he?
I think so. Yeah.
Or Deborah Meaden. Deborah Meaden. I like Deborah Meaden. But yeah, I've never actually seen The Apprentice, so I don't even know what they do, so I can't really comment. But I'm assuming that half the battle is just to look smart, and I'm going with Rob Yates on that. Whoever, in terms of the worst. Someone who really panics under pressure. Someone who can't really speak well in front of other people. And Burgie, stop looking at me smiling because it's not me. I would say Dan Mousley. Again, the barn conversion king. I would say Dan. Not me. I reckon I would do mediocre. I reckon I would get found out very quickly, but not in the first round. I might be like second or third to leave. Oh God,
that would be very entertaining. I'm not being funny, Sam. The Apprentice is elite British TV viewing. It really is. Yeah. Like, I've been watching it for absolutely
years.
Is
it as good as Dragon Den, or is it just different?
Ooh, and they're different shows. But with The Apprentice, they do tasks. So, for example, one of them, you might have to sell a tour in Wales, right? Like a day trip, corporate day trip. They did one at Silverstone. Okay. You might be selling fish 1 week. You might be designing new trainers the next. It's a real variety. It's a plethora of different business skills that you need in the show. So would be interesting, wouldn't it, to see any county cricketer on that, to be honest. Because there are a few with businesses. Ben Cox has got his socks, hasn't he? You've got...
Is it Hexie?
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah.
Who else has got a business in county crickets? I've just confused myself now.
Yeah, you have. You're trying to think, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are there any businesses at Warwickshire? But I'm trying to think. No.
No. All the lads are too busy nicking off. Not enough time for a bit.
To be fair, there's a few degrees flying around. What's Georgie Garrett got a degree in? History? Is it history or something? I've got a degree in life. Birdie's got a degree in sports and exercise science or something, which...
Good job. Yeah.
You did it. How many years ago did you do that?
Wow, I left 6 years ago now. Wow, I'm old.
To be fair, I think Ethan's doing a degree at the moment. To be fair, there's a few in there, but in terms of businesses, I don't think I'm very business-minded, as you could probably tell. It's not something I'd really want to do.
We'll have to wait and see if there are any in the future.
I can tell, Aaron, you're thinking here of which other county cricketers have businesses set up. I think it's quite tough for you, poker. I think there's quite a few, obviously, as soon as they finish.
Hmm.
There's a few lads. I remember it's going to sound terrible. I don't know his name. There's a few lads from Kent. There's one lad who's got F45 in London. There's another lad down. I remember reading about it in the PCA little PCA book that we
was
get.
That Adam Rouse.
Someone's in coffee. Rousey. And there's another lad who's just gone into coffee. Is it Callum?
Tim Lindley.
No. Oh, he's another one. Yeah.
Ivan Thomas.
Callum Haggett. Is it Callum Haggett? Is it Ivan Thomas?
It was Ivan Thomas. Yeah.
That's. So I think there's a few. To be fair, you're learning a lot about me tonight, and I love my coffee as well. So I actually think after cricket, maybe that's my calling. Open my own little coffee shop.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Yeah. I'd go to that.
Don't
to be
ask
fair.
Me a name. You're too kind. You'd still have to pay. I'm not giving you free coffee. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm joking. Wow. I'm joking. I've got rent to pay, mate.
True.
Lads, I'm gonna have to love you and leave you because I promised I'd cook dinner tonight, and I've got to get the chili con carne on the hob. So, Aaron, thanks for having me on. Cheddar, pleasure to disrupt your podcast, and I will see you bright and early tomorrow, Ledge.
Mickey B. Go get that dinner on, boy. See you tomorrow.
Easy, Birch. Good luck for the season.
Bye now, lad. Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.
Well, that was quite the recording, wasn't it, Sam?
Would you say that's gone how you wanted?
I'm going to be honest. It's been very rogue. It's been very chaotic. But at the same time...
I love it, though.
I can't lie. I've loved every single second. Honestly, for those who aren't watching the visuals on the video of this... I've literally been in tears of laughter.
Sorry, I thought we'd stop recording.
No, we're still going. We're still going, Sam. But the good news is, now with Burgess's departure, that does basically bring us to an end to today's mammoth episode, part two, the sequel. It was well worth it, Sam. I can't lie. It's been absolutely fantastic. So before we sail,
never been
boys,
45 minutes.
Yeah, I did say. I said 45 minutes. It's turned into double that yet again. As it always does here on the County Cricket Podcast. But Sam, before we say our final goodbyes for the recording, do you have anything, of course, to plug or promote? Social media channels, websites, nothing still.
What did I say last time? I can't remember.
Instagram?
Yeah, no, I'm not very active on the old socials, to be fair. No, nothing really to add. I've really enjoyed tonight. As I say, it's probably gone not how we expected, really, is it? But... that's the best. Sometimes you get the best content when they don't really go how you expect them to. But no, Aaron, I've enjoyed tonight. Hopefully the listeners have probably learned a thing or two about me. Hopefully we made them laugh. But no, I've really enjoyed tonight. But yeah, thank you for having me on.
A pleasure, as always, mate. And obviously wishing you all the best of luck for the season with Warwickshire. Just 3 weeks to go. Surrey at home, back at Edgbaston. Cannot wait. It's going to be a fantastic summer for everyone involved with the Bear and Ragged staff. But basically, that is it from us two, previously us three, here at the County Cricket Podcast for tonight's episode. To all of you wonderful listeners out there, thank you very much for tuning in. And as always, guys, we'll see you on the next one.